Today's reading is from Matthew 19, starting in verse 1. Matthew 19, verse 1. Now when Jesus had finished these sayings, he went away from Galilee and entered the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. And Pharisees came up to him and tested him by asking, "Is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause?" He answered, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother, and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate.' They said to him, 'Why then did Moses command one to give a certificate of divorce and to send her away?' He said to them, 'Because of your hardness of heart, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery.' The disciples said to him, 'If such is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry.' But he said to them, 'Not everyone can receive this saying, but only those to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let the one who is able to receive this receive it.' Then children were brought to him that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked the people, but Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven.' And he laid his hands on them and went away." Notice first of all what Matthew is revealing to us is that as Jesus continues to travel around, he is being followed by large crowds and he was healing them. Then he states that Pharisees came up to him and tested him. The two are linked. The Pharisees felt threatened by Jesus having such popularity and healing all of these people. And so they were doing as they do on many occasions, which were to try to present some sort of a question, thinking that they could catch him in some sort of a contradiction or something they could accuse him for. And that's what they're doing here. Even though it looks like a straightforward question, they are trying to catch him so that they can accuse him. But of course, he is the Son of God. He knows their hearts. He knows all things. He is the Word through whom we receive all of these things. So therefore, you're not going to catch him in a contradiction. But they ask, "Is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause?" I want you to notice that any cause. Because when Jesus begins to explain this in verse 8, he doesn't say any cause, and he doesn't say must. He says allowed. Moses allowed you to divorce your wife, but from the beginning it was not so. So this is, in essence, much like other areas of Jesus' teaching, when he says, "You have heard it said, but I say to you," he is again correcting the misapplication of what God has said. And he goes back to the beginning and states that God told them that they were to leave father and mother and to cleave to their wives, becoming one flesh. There's an implication with that one flesh that you wouldn't separate something that has become one. They're no longer two. They are just one. And so he's referring to God's law of marriage, to God's work of marriage, as that work of God that is not to be undone by man. So in other words, is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause? No. They were to draw that conclusion, and you and I would draw that conclusion today. It's an inescapable conclusion. It's a conclusion that Jesus expects us to use God-given logic to put together. And it doesn't take very much. It doesn't take very much at all to go from what God has joined together, let not man separate, to is it lawful to divorce for any cause? No. As is still the case with those that try to make some accusation against God's word today, they come back to say, well, why then? Why then do I find this in the old scriptures? Why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and send her away? Now, what they're talking about is referring to Deuteronomy chapter 24. And I want you to notice something about Deuteronomy 24. It states there, when a man takes a wife and marries her, if then she finds no favor in his eyes because he has found indecency in her, then he writes her a certificate of divorce and puts it in her hand and sends her out of his house, and she departs. And there's more to it. There's, if she goes and becomes another man's wife and all those things, there's more to it than that. But notice the indecency part. What God was teaching through Moses was, if he finds that she has not been faithful, remember, there would be a marriage vow that is made before the actual marriage happens. And so when the actual marriage happens, if he finds this indecency, then she's not pure. She's not a virgin. They have twisted the scriptures. They have changed the teachings of God to define the found no favor in the eyes of the husband and expanded that beyond the indecency to pretty much anything that would displease him. So they are twisting the scriptures. This is not what Moses taught, the way they are presenting it here. But understand that this whole testing that they're doing, they're trying to put Jesus in a position where if he says that the divorce is not lawful, then they say, well, he's against the law of Moses. And if he says that it is lawful, then they will point out that there is even a controversy among the Pharisees as to whether divorce is lawful and under what causes it might be lawful. They didn't even agree with each other. And yet they're trying to test Jesus in this manner. And that's really what happens when man begins to try to change what God has said. We end up with so many denominations in this country and of Christianity simply because people can't agree on this doctrines of men that they have created out of the doctrines of God. So Jesus teaches them that the only cause for divorce would be sexual immorality. And then he makes it clear that divorce and remarriage is adultery. Honestly, I think we need to do more teaching along this with young people. Young people find somebody that they fall in love with and they're ready to marry very quickly. And they don't take the time to really understand that they are making a lifetime commitment at 19, 20, maybe 25 years old. Do they understand that commitment? Are they ready for that commitment? And do they feel that their prospective spouse is ready for that kind of commitment? I am not often asked to do weddings, but I won't do one without counseling the couple. We've got to spend some time looking at what God had to say about marriage before I'm ready to be involved in uniting those two into one. The laws of God and what he defines as righteousness are very important. He expects us to follow them. He expects us to study those things and understand them. And so maybe that's our takeaway today, is to understand that man always wants to make changes, but God doesn't change. I need to make sure I'm following what God said and not what man says. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.